Broadband has become a basic business tool, but companies in isolated places have been left out. That could change now that the U.S. Commerce Department will begin taking bids from companies that want to use a piece of the $4 billion in the stimulus package. Updated internet could help stimulate rural businesses, ranging from light manufacturers to tourist destinations. That's according to Tom Still, president of the Wisconsin Technology Council. He says providers have already established broadband service in areas with a high enough density of customers to make it profitable.
But the cost of providing broadband, especially in what's called the last mile, can be very expensive in places that are not as densely populated. There are some technologies out there, such as broadband over power lines, which makes use of existing power lines that can reach some areas. But even that can be expensive.
An electric co-op used power lines to bring broadband to tiny Washington Island off of Door County. Still says he gives the president and Congress credit for recognizing the importance of broadband, but he has some concerns that a complicated bidding process will discourage some providers.
Those high-quality, smaller and mid-sized companies are the best candidates to carry out the work. And if they don't find that this is a process that really works for them, who's going to do it?
He's concerned contracts will go to companies with little experience in broadband. The Commerce Department opens bidding next Tuesday. Patty Murray, Wisconsin Public Radio.